What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. On Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Piazza Premium Automobile Studios, powering your drive with 10 brands and 20 locations. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
All right, it is Dom time. Jam-packed 2 o'clock hour. Dom's Money Melody. We'll get a winner of the week. Got a couple of guests, but we'll get your calls in. Come on. You got to reach a little bit. Oh, see a good one here. All-time sidekick. And be thinking of something like French fries, Andrews. One of my sources just sent me, and I'm going to ask Beth Ann about this. She's an education expert extraordinaire, among other things, at Broad and Liberty. It's a map of the foreign-born change in the Mayfair area. We've been talking about Lincoln High School, and it is incredible. And I just got it during the break, but 150% increase, and it has a line street by street, and it's a pretty good amount there near the Roosevelt Boulevard, just between 2018 to 2022, 2023, that kind of thing. How much it's changed, it's enormous. So are all these people coming here because they are coming here legally and they're all landing in Mayfair, or is something else up? And the reason this is important, it's a broad national issue. Trump, one of the biggest issues was illegal immigration, without a doubt, every bit as much as the economy. And we hear all the time, well, these are not people that are here that are criminals. Granted, but we hear in places like Texas, it started resource problems, and one of which was the schools. And it was also language problems. We heard from a guy yesterday refereeing a soccer match with Lincoln last year and being told, you may not want to be doing this in English. Any instructions? We have any number of players that wouldn't understand it, can't speak it. And now 22 trailers are going to be put in. All right, let's go to Beth Ann Rossiga here with Dom on Talk Radio 1210. Beth Ann, welcome back. I hope you have a pretty good tan.
I do have a good tan.
Good.
Thanks, Dom. Great to be on the show.
Yeah. Well, so Beth Ann, we're going to talk about this piece you wrote. Feds declare bathroom policies illegal. Linda McMahon, 63% of Philadelphia area schools could be next. Beth Ann, are you aware, and somebody sent me this and the Inquirer had it, that at Lincoln last year, I did talk about it then, things were so bad, so crowded because of, I think, illegal immigration, that kids didn't have lockers. They put 6 classrooms sort of in a library, and they had 9 a.m. lunches for almost the entire freshman class. This year, they have poised there 22 trailers they're going to put in attached to the high school.
Yeah, so I'm not familiar. I hadn't heard about that one today, Dom, but this does seem to be a pattern in certain regions in our area. I don't know if you remember. I think I came on the show and talked about this, but I had interviewed the superintendent over at Upper Darby.
Yes.
And they are having, you know, they have similar issues in terms of the numbers of kids and the languages that they speak, that, you know, it's very, very difficult for them to staff for the large, complex number of languages. And then also the transient nature of a lot of these folks that are, you know, coming here from other countries. They may stay in the district for a year or two, but, you know, the vast majority of kids who start in kindergarten are not the same kids that graduate 12, 13 years later. So it really is a significant impact on our schools and really everywhere. I mean, we see English as a second language, you know, growing in multiple school districts all over the region. And it's hard for the teachers, it's hard for the district, and it's very difficult to be able to staff to provide the types of resources that all these kids need.
And this is just the physical numbers of it. I have the map here with Mayfair, how much it's changed, foreign born up 150% on these blocks. Beth Ann, when you're bringing in 22 trailers, people there are saying, what an eyesore. Something's wrong here. They're still going to put 40 kids in each trailer, if you could imagine.
Well, and we all know, Dom, that the School District of Philadelphia is not doing a great job educating students as it is. I mean, already they have buildings, and I don't know what Lincoln's numbers are specifically, but they have buildings in the school district where they have 0% of children who are proficient in math.
Yes.
Zero. So, I mean, now you're looking at, you know, 40 trailers, 40, you know, maybe 40 kids in a classroom. It's certainly not an ideal educational environment. And if you have kids speaking so many different languages that you can't staff for that, I mean, it's just going to continue to be a huge drain on the school district.
Now, I was thinking, getting ready for you today, we saw this Representative McBride, the woman or man who's trans in Delaware. She's on this new NBC show. And Beth Ann, your report is about something really of consequence here, what the Education Department said about bathrooms and changing rooms and male and female sports. She said to the person, it's not us, meaning the left. The other side is just fixated on this stuff. Why don't they stop talking about it?
God. Well, we'll be happy to stop talking. And listen, I don't even describe myself as being on the right. I just describe this as being common sense. I mean, the left is the group that started all of this, what I can only call utter insanity, Dom. I mean, my piece goes through this, that we have 63% of the school districts in the four collar counties in Philadelphia that are out of compliance. They are not compliant with Title IX. And the Office of Civil Rights, the U.S. Department of Education, you said Linda McMahon's office, they just concluded an investigation into five large school districts in the state of Virginia and found them to be non-compliant for having bathroom policies. They're not even bathroom policies. They're just Title IX or other policies that state that students can use the bathroom that identifies or aligns with their gender identity.
Yes.
And these have now been considered, they're now non-compliant. So if these school districts in Virginia don't change their policies and they don't acknowledge that there are two biological sexes, male and female, I mean, it reads very clearly what they have to do. If they don't take these steps, they will be referred to the Department of Justice and they're going to risk federal funding. So if these standards that the feds just found for Virginia school districts are applied to Pennsylvania, we have significant numbers of school districts that are in the same set of circumstances right here in the collar counties.
Yes, and you're one of the few voices out there, the Inquirer, with many, many more people than you or I. They ought to be at least telling people what the stakes are, even if they want to attack the Trump administration on this. Are they betting? Are they saying, like Great Valley's mentioned or Wissahickon, hey, our taxpayers will put up with this as long as the threat of money taken away is not that enormous. So, you know, do you have a sense of how much a Great Valley or a, you write about Wissahickon here, how much money would they be getting that could be taken away?
Right. I mean, for most of the suburban school districts locally, it's not huge amounts of money, you know, a couple million dollars. But you have to remember, these school districts have exorbitant budgets. And, you know, Phoenixville School District in Chester County, when all of this started, you know, coming down the pike, they basically said that they don't care about the federal funding. They'll risk losing it just to continue doing what they're doing.
Well, that flies in the face of we're seeing the colleges comply with this. Harvard, I think, is going to strike a deal. They're willing to pay $500 million to get a deal.
Right.
Is there any other sanction then, if this is not enough to bring them into compliance, Beth Ann? What else can they do?
Right. Well, I think the referral to the Department of Justice, I think that in fact could leverage different sanctions other than just withholding federal dollars. So that's, I think that's what, if this is going to come down to, is what the Department of Justice is going to do. I also think, Dom, that there's this overriding issue in Pennsylvania with the Pennsylvania Human Relations Commission. So as I've talked about on the show before, the PHRC has a regulation that includes gender identity as one of the protected classes. So our own state regulations are in violation of the federal Title IX regulations. So I really think in Pennsylvania, this is going to come down to a battle between the Trump administration and Josh Shapiro about what is Pennsylvania going to do, because really the entire state is out of compliance. Some school districts are just choosing to follow what the federal government says, and other school districts are choosing to follow what Pennsylvania regulations say.
When I can, I try to whisper, Beth Ann, to the Trump people off air or even on air when they're on, you guys got to put this on your radar screen, top of the line, because Josh Shapiro has tipped his hand here a bit. I don't think he's going to buckle on this. And I believe in the governor's race, at best, on stuff like this, he'll get dinged up. He might still win. But this is a winning, it's a right thing, and it's a winning political issue. We saw that during the presidential race.
Right, right. Absolutely. No question at all, Dom. And I've really been encouraging parents, and I'll do it right here and now. If you live in a school district that has an unlawful Title IX policy, you need to file a complaint with the Office of Civil Rights at the U.S. Department of Education. It doesn't take long. It's a quick process. But the more complaints the Department of Education gets, the higher that this is going to rise in their priority level. We've already seen they're going after the state of California. They've been hot and heavy after the Ivy League schools. But we need parents here to take the time to file these complaints so that OCR understands that Pennsylvania is really a mess and they need to spend time and energy digging into what's happening here.
Absolutely. The column at Broad and Liberty, where do we find all things Beth Ann Rossica?
Yes, well, you can find me at broadandliberty.com, and I'm also on LinkedIn where I post all of my articles as well. So please check it out. And really, parents, get out there and file those complaints so that we can get this awareness raised. And to your point, Don, you said this earlier, none of the mainstream media news outlets are reporting on this finding of what just happened in Virginia. The Philadelphia Inquirer is silent on it. There's not a single other paper or news outlet in the state of Pennsylvania that I have found that has reported on this. And I think that it's a really big deal that people need to be aware of.
Yep, it is coming our way. What are you writing about next week? Do you know?
Well, actually, I'm working on a couple of different things that I'll leave off the table for right now.
But, Wait a minute. That's it. All right, we're going to drill down now. I always want to get ahead of the curve here. All right, I'm intrigued. We'll have to wait. Okay.
Yes, you'll wait and see. We are running some interesting pieces on highlights of people running for school board. You know, related to this issue, school boards are the entity that approves all of these policies. So if your school district has a policy that's in violation of Title IX, you've got to hold your school board directors accountable. We have school board elections this year, and we are featuring school board candidates. So, you know, check out Broad and Liberty to learn more about the people running in your school district.
Exactly. And the point is, you can win the presidency. We saw this during COVID, Beth Ann, but these school board members, it doesn't matter. They're going to do what they're going to do.
Exactly. Exactly. Which is why local politics are so very, very important. And you need to know what's happening in your school district. And you need to know what each and every member of your board is voting for and what they're voting against.
Thank you, Beth Ann. Thanks for coming on today.
Thank you, Dom. Yep, you're welcome. Have a great weekend.
Couldn't get it out of her. My God, every day. It's got to be the stuff behind the scenes. We got to break this down. What could it be? All right. 855-839-12. Oh, my God. I'm looking at Joe of Exton's answer today for a sidekick.
Yeah.
And he actually has the full name and the whole thing. He doesn't just say it in vague terms. I'll go to him after the Dom's Money Melody, but that is a good one. And what was Mussolini's attraction? A lot of women, Henry, when Mussolini said he needed gold, 225,000 or thereabouts Italian women sent their wedding rings to him to be melted down. Look at this guy. Mussolini, man, that guy's got it all.
It's the easy answer. Power.
You think
he's
it was power?
He's got that something to him, like a little genetic, like
it's a shiny head, too,
like Tony Soprano getting all the women in the you know, in the show. Like, how does he do it? He's not necessarily the best looking guy. It's because he's got that persona. He's got that air around him of power.
they were probably scared for their lives.
That too,
maybe. Maybe that too.
I'm not gonna lie.
I don't want to starve. Send him the ring.
Yeah, exactly. No, but Hitler, there's none of that. Mussolini, though, the ladies' man. Go figure. All right, we'll go to Joe of Exton and his. But right now, it is time for...
It's Dom's Money Melody.
Where's all the money gone?
All right, today we're playing for four tickets to the Philadelphia Eagles training camp public practice on Sunday, August 10th, 6 p.m. at Lincoln Financial Field. The event will benefit the Eagles Autism Foundation. Henry.
Yeah, Dom, so side question today. We're asking for those all-time sidekicks. I don't know if you noticed today, but I've been playing all duos coming back from our breaks, whether it's been Daft Punk... whether it's been the Black Keys,
love
the White
Daft
Stripes.
Punk. Oh, Daft Punk. I can't get enough of it. Play more, please. Let's
sure
make it all Daft Punk day here with Henry. Henry, you still have to, you know, take over, though. You know, the bumpers, that's yours. If you had a theme of, like, my favorite artist or yours.
Oh, yeah.
You play it. Who do you think my number one favorite artist is? I don't know if you could. I don't know.
Oh, no. Yeah, we haven't really talked about music much on this show, have we, besides this segment?
Yeah, exactly.
Man, I don't even know where I'd start with that.
I don't even know what my answer would be.
All right.
Might
good
be a
good
really,
thing I give a noncommittal answer.
You know,
Sinatra? I don't know.
Yeah,
all
right.
Daft Punk, though. I got to look into this.
Punk.
Yeah, Daft Punk.
Yeah.
Write that one down.
Great, a lot of great songs they have.
All right.
But anyway, so I'm going to bring you a duo right here. A duo that I guess saw each of themselves as the kind of the person that was leading the band and the other one as the sidekick rather than equals to each other in the music making process. This is a duo that is no longer together because of those said reasons. They saw themselves more as business partners rather as creative partners. They both saw themselves as Batman rather than them both being Robins at the same time. So I'm going to play them covering an Elton John song here. I want to know the name of this duo covering Elton John, covering a very familiar favorite here. You think, Dom, is this beat Elton John's version of Philadelphia?
It's not bad.
It's not bad at all.
I would say it's not bad at all, yeah.
Yeah, not bad at all. So, want the name of this duo covering Philadelphia Freedom.
All right, 855-839-1210. You do that, you are off to see your Philadelphia Eagles. More of your calls next on Talk Radio 1210.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Dom, Money Melody.
Where has all the money gone?
Show me the money.
All right, that's right. Let's hear today's clue.
But the times have changed. Unless I say more, my work gets done.
Dom, we want this duo that does not like each other.
All right, Ronnie, a female Ronnie in Warminster. Yeah. Hi, Ronnie. Afternoon. What's your answer?
I'm going to go, I'll guess, Hall & Oates.
There you go. And Henry says I thought they always got along until recently, no?
No, I think for years it was always more of a business transaction. Like, all right, this guy's good at music. I guess I'll saddle up with him for a while, and they just ended up saddling up for 50 years until they're like, wow. I can't take it anymore.
Ronnie, I'll put you on hold. You're off to see your Philadelphia Eagles, the big practice event each year that's bigger than some teams' actual games. For tickets, do I have for tickets here? No. The event will benefit the Eagles Autism Foundation. Okay. Side question today. This is so on brand for him. This is a classic moment coming up. All-time sidekicks. I kind of like the French fry there. It was a pretty good answer. But this is Italian. Let's go to Joe in Exton on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Joe.
Yes, hello, Dom, and good afternoon.
Afternoon.
While fulfilling his role as dictator of Italy, Mussolini and his sidekick girlfriend had to endure the wrath of the Italian people as World War II was coming to a conclusion.
I thought you had the name, too. You had the name of the girlfriend there, Joe. That's what impressed me. Clara?
No, I didn't know that.
Oh, okay. Somebody put it in here. Yeah, and what happened to them? They ended up in a gas station line, right?
Well, they were hanged upside down and then shot.
Yeah, exactly. All right, Benito Mussolini's girlfriend is the sidekick.
Behind the scenes here, I have to bring this to light, Andrew.
Yeah.
But Andrew made the comment when Joe brought that call in. He's like, huh, they both died at the end of the war. That's weird.
I had a brain fart. It was not my best moment.
Who came up with the name?
I guess
I did. Yeah. So I looked it up. So Joe said, he said Mussolini's girlfriend. And I was like, should I just put Mussolini's girlfriend or should I put it both?
Oh, good. No.
I didn't know what her name was, but now we know.
I'm very glad you did. Yeah, that was.
But thank you, Henry. I appreciate the.
Yeah.
And I still don't get the whole Mussolini thing, too. I mean, it's almost like a cartoon character. And, you know, he reigned from 1925. So this wasn't like a short. To 1945. That's
Jeez.
A remarkable.
That's longer than Hitler did.
Yeah, that's a remarkable period of time. What the heck was wrong in Italy with this guy? And when you're losing to Ethiopia and another power has to come in and help you, not a good signal there. Not something, no. But somehow or another, it was unbelievable. All right, let's go to Chef Dave. He's in Oak Glen on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Chef Dave.
Hey, Dom, how are you?
Good, Jave.
Well, my answer is Pat Summerall and John Madden.
All right, and who's the sidekick?
Well, you got to put Madden as a sidekick because Summerall did play-by-play, you know?
True, but come on now. It's a pretty strange thing. I don't think
Yeah.
It's Madden is the lead Summerall, guy.
Oh, yeah, but Summerall was smart. He let Madden, you know what I mean, run with it.
Sure.
And he did the same thing when he was with Brookshire.
Oh, that's right.
Remember him and Tom Brookshire together?
Absolutely. Yeah, that is good. And I would say that Summerall becomes the sidekick, even though he's the play-by-play guy. You know, John Kruk is
Yeah, Madden has the bigger cachet, the mystique now. Right?
I would say Kruk does than the play-by-play for the
T-Mac?
Phillies.
Yeah. I don't know. I might flip that.
Okay. All right. You know, usually the play-by-play guy you think is the marquee, but the color guy here.
Everyone loves the color guy because they can just say whatever. Yeah.
Exactly. All right, coming up, Dan told me about this before he went off to Boston, that we have a service that helps, that's incredible, an app with restaurant savings. But we have one that's just come out now, or it's prominent now, that can save you up to 50% on groceries. Think things like back-to-school lunches or just a million things. Flash Food. We'll give you some of the details on it. And we'll get a winner this half hour on the side question today before the week. You do that at 855-839-1210. Jump in right now.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, Dom Giordano Show. So Dan and I, talking before he took off this week, there's this restaurant app, Too Good To Go. And that's good. It's more limited than what we're talking about, though. This free app, Flash Food, it connects shoppers with groceries at literally 50% off the retail price, including sandwich, meats, snacks, veggies, and all else that's needed for things like back-to-school lunches. Joining us to tell us about Flash Food is Esther Cohn, one of their communications persons there on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Esther, good Friday. Welcome in. How long has Flash Food been out there?
Sure. Well, thanks for having me. Happy Friday to you as well. Flash Food has been around for a few years now, but we're growing really fast and adding new stores and markets every day. So that's why we are excited to chat with you guys.
So tell us, though, how does that work? How are you able to do all that, give that information, clue the consumer into that, and be free? How does that work?
Sure. So Slashfood has an app that's available in your regular app store. And what we do is we partner with grocery stores to allow them to list items that they have in store on the Slashfood app for half off. So this is items that might be in surplus, or it's, you know, the last few grapefruits from the grapefruit delivery, but food that's still perfectly good. And they list that food on the Slashfood app where shoppers can then find stores near them, purchase it on the app, and then come pick it up in store.
Esther Cohn with us. Esther, how about the avocado? See, I have a thing against the avocado since you're here. A little inside joke, because it's this fickle fruit that has to be courted. It has to be just right at that right moment. How I'm getting at the point here of that's amazing that people can get fresh fruit, vegetables, or anything else through this app and be able to act on this and save that kind of money on a routine basis. So average grocery store trip from Slashfood, how much would be saved?
I mean, you can really cut your grocery bill in half if you're looking at Slashfood. So Slashfood has items posted every single day. So as grocery stores are going through the store and pulling items off the shelf that they used to be just throwing away, they can now list that food on Slashfood where it can be picked up the same day. So avocados are actually a perfect example for that, right? When you buy them regular price in the store, they're sitting around your house waiting to be ripe. But when they're posted to Slashfood, they're perfectly good and ready to go that day.
How do you get started? Again, you said just a general app store. Exactly how easy is this, Esther? What do people do?
Super easy. So yes, download the free app from whatever app store you use on your phone. You'll search for Slashfood on the app store, download the app. The first thing you'll see when you log in is a map of all the participating stores in your area. And then you can click on that little store icon and it'll show you all the items they have available at that store that day. And you add them to your cart, purchase in the app, and then head in store to pick it up.
Are we talking supermarket chains? Like, how deep has Slashfood gone? What kinds of companies are involved?
Yeah, so a variety of different companies, sometimes chains, sometimes real independent grocery stores. That's a real favorite of ours when we bring on a locally beloved independent. And then they'll post items every single day, but it can be a variety of stores. Depends on the market you're in. And we're adding new stores every day, so keep an eye out.
All right, Esther, thank you. Anything else that I'm unaware of here? Give us something else about this that would intrigue people, the reason why people use this.
It's just a great way to get affordable groceries or simply to spend less on your grocery bill, right? If you were planning on making meatloaf or pasta for dinner, you can log on. The Slashfood will have ground beef. You can buy that at half price, and then you can head in store, pick up your half price beef, and then grab the pasta while you're there. So it's just a great way to sort of trim your grocery bill, spend less. You can spend that money somewhere else. And it's also a great way to get access to more affordable produce, which we know people love. The number one selling item on our app is what we call our mixed produce box, and it's 10 pounds of fruits and vegetables sold for $5, which is just a great deal. You can make smoothies at better prices. It's a great way to get affordable groceries.
Esther, thank you very much. Hope to talk with you again. Good luck with this. VP of Communications, Esther Cohn, here on Talk Radio 1210. Thanks, Esther.
Thanks for having me.
You are welcome. All right. Thank you, Dan, for that. I always like picking at the avocado, though. Such a good food, such a healthful food, but so difficult to deal with. Okay, you got the side question going on here. By the way, I'd say it's probably going to drop on Wednesday. I mentioned it once today. Dan and I and Henry now involved are in touch with a really big guest. This will be pretty unusual, and it will be quite a back and forth on stuff that we really care about. I'm not saying it'll be antagonistic, but it'll be a good workout. And when you hear this, you're going to, oh, come on, now, that's not true. We're not going to happen. Yeah, it'll happen this week, maybe Wednesday. Okay, 855-839-1210. The big move during the show today, we're seeing a lot of back and forth where now President Trump is moving to fire the head of the jobs numbers, the Bureau of the Labor and Statistics. And look, doing it on this day when the numbers are not so good, at least as projected of new jobs, is something that's going to be hotly debated. The problem with the Bureau of Labor Statistics, labor stats chief, these things are always politicized. I remember there was some number when Obama was running for re-election. If it's at that, the number of jobs, unemployment, then it'll be, but they would have done anything to not put that number up. And it does seem like Republicans in general, not just Trump, there is always a difficulty with this. So here's the new battlefront, the stats guy. We're seeing the, I told you yesterday, the Washington Post fact checker is quitting. But you would say, well, the labor stats are the labor stats. Well, have you ever noticed every month, and sometimes it's inordinate, they go back a month later and say, oh, that number was wrong. It's really this. And it's off by a good bit. So it's an arcane process. And you're saying, who cares? Well, the bottom line is, like anything else, this is heavily political. And people like Chris Coons over in Delaware was all over TV today saying this is about the tariffs. Come on. How would the job numbers here be about the tariffs? What's the connection on that? The numbers have been mostly good. Here's the number, one number, that the other side doesn't want to talk about. Trump has been very good, and you know this, of American workers increasing versus, quote, foreign-born workers. The Biden years, it was filled up with that. Americans cut out of various jobs. And that number, again, is just a number. Do I know how credible it is? I know they come up with a number, though. So watch for this battle. That and the other battle of the day, ballrooms, the ballroom at the White House. Not a big ballroom guy. I don't know why we need that at the White House, but it's private money that is funding this. It's not taxpayer dollars. They'll break ground on a $200 million ballroom in September. Dan and I have to get back to the White House. All right, 855-839-1210. It's the lightning round next. Be ready to hit us with that all-time sidekick. We'll get the winner today, and then we'll pull for the winner of the week. Remember, 2 weeks from today, we're back at the summer White House. Been talking with Johnny during the show. They're getting ready for us at Mulligan's, and I got a lot of ideas. I don't know if we can top Dom Giordano Day. This is going to be hard. I got several people lined up in the wings ready to make it happen, but the vote on gravy and sauce, I am thinking of doing Reagan versus Trump, not versus. And I realize Trump is barely into the second term. But these are the two kingpins. Which one, on the whole, do you think belongs ahead in the race of presidential prominence? And we've heard people call in, and some say Reagan, recency bias, Trump. I'm not doing gravy sauce again, though. Not going to go down to bitter defeat. Usually I can call it. And when they came over and said, oh, this isn't good, they're going through like 300 ballots. I think it was 62% sauce. The sauce people were just, buy me another round over there. Well, that's good. It's good for business. All right. So 2 weeks from today, Mulligan's, mark that down. Going to be a lot of great stuff going on. 855-839-1210.
The time has come for the final test.
We usually call it the lightning round.
It is the lightning round. All right, hit us with that all-time sidekick, Don and Franconia. All right, Don, what's yours?
Mine is red gravy on spaghetti. It goes together. My favorite food.
All right. You think you're going to win with the... Oh, he said gravy. Okay, red gravy. All right. Don,
is gravy the star, though? I feel like
gravy
it's the star,
star
in my
yes,
eyes.
Then
yeah,
the spaghetti.
Not the spaghetti.
Yeah, that's the whole idea. Sauce wouldn't be the star, but gravy is an entity. Sauce is an add-on. It's like a French fry. David in Lexington, South Carolina. Hi, David. But I got to say, you've had a really good week. I don't know if you won or not this week, but let's see.
No, I'll tell you, Dom, y'all talk about Mussolini. You know, people don't know this. The reason he died is he kept calling it sauce, and his people took him out.
Well, in Italy, you know, our friends there, we're going back to Sicily, as you know, David, on the big trip in October.
Yep.
That guide said sauce. It wasn't from me. I didn't say I don't want that guy as a guide anymore, but it could happen. I'm just saying. Yes.
Yeah. I'm going to go today with Gilligan.
Okay.
He just, to me, fits the mold. It's a smaller, you know, goofy, bumbling guy. So I'm going to say Gilligan. So two times on the island this week.
All right. There you go, David. Charlie in Orland. This is an all-time. And this is back in the day of late-night TV as king. Charlie, who's yours?
I got Johnny Carson's sidekick, Ed McMahon.
Yes, a true sidekick. Well, yeah, and Johnny Carson today would probably have 20 million people watching him a night versus... Imagine Johnny Carson with Colbert as the opponent. No way. Thanks, Charlie. All right, Charlie's stunned by his own answer, I think, here. So, Susan in Lafayette Hill, Pennsylvania. Susan, what do you have?
I think Ethel is Lucille Ball's sidekick.
Yes, Ethel Mertz is. And we saw a play in Cape May a few years ago, Ro and I, in which Ethel was embittered and really thought that she was the key thing and what it was like to deal with Lucy. It was believable, too. I don't know. Lucy could be pretty tough. And Desi, according to Bill O'Reilly, was threatened to be killed by the mob.
Oh.
Because of the Untouchables.
Really?
They told him, stop with the Italian-Americans and the Untouchables. Make them French or something. Are you kidding me? Come on. Yeah, Desi Lu was threatened. Desi was the guy, and O'Reilly said it was a big mob threat to kill him. Maureen in Wynwood, Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Maureen, what do you have today?
I have the winner. Remember Gunsmoke? It's Chester, Matt Dillon's sidekick.
All right. That's, you know, a little while back. Okay. Chester was pretty decent sidekick. Oh, my God. Drew is really going off the reservation. Well, no, he was the Nick Foles of his time. We'll get to him. Bill in Monco. All right, Bill, who's the sidekick?
In the Rocky, it would be Mickey. A very unconventional sidekick, but there wouldn't be a Rocky without a Mickey.
Yeah, absolutely. Some of the greatest lines from Rocky are Mickey's. Drew in Upper Darby. Drew, what do you have today?
Hey, Dom, thank you so much. You're right. He was Nick Foles long before Nick Foles. However, he was on the verge of retirement, man. Just a broken down quarterback with the Colts, I believe. And then week five, 1972, when Bob Greasy got hurt, Earl Morrill, he took the Dolphins home all the way, the undefeated season, and they became great friends.
Wait a minute. Earl Morrill was the quarterback in the 17-0 team?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm off on that. Okay.
Yes.
And I would predict no team is ever going to go 17-0 or 18-0 or 16-0. You're not going to see it.
No.
I'd be shocked.
Players are too good. Everyone's too good now.
And all those guys come out, I don't know how many are still alive, and they have a toast of champagne. Then they go back to say, see, we told you, you're not going to do it. Frank in South Philly. Hey, Frank, how you doing today?
Hey, Dom, how we doing? Good afternoon, Dan, whoever's on the station.
Well, thank you, Frank.
Hey, Dom, thanks
for all your help with Calabri and Roe and the big trip, and hope to see you at Mulligan's.
Well, this year, this trip I can't make it. I'm going to tell you why, Dom. Anybody says sauce, we're going to be making on the 15th, 16th, and 17th that weekend. We're going to be making 1,200 pounds of tomatoes and making gravy, no sauce, gravy, all gravy. At 18th and Bigler, anybody wants to come down and learn how to do it, or you, one of you guys want to come down and film it, that would be my guess.
Okay, but, all right.
1,200 pounds.
Wow. All right. What's your sidekick today, Frank?
The sidekick used to be Tonto from the Lone Ranger back in the day. And I was going to also, the second one will be Egg McMahon, Johnny Carson. That was the best. the sidekick.
All right, thank you, Frank. We kind of had those, but we're a little bit low on time here. Henry, what do you say?
Yeah, well, there are only two answers that stuck out to me today.
Okay.
One of them being Drew of Upper Darby, who snuck in at the last second with the Earl Morrill story.
Oh,
there.
My goodness.
And then
yeah.
The only other one that I really liked today was Duane in Valley Forge, the answer of Teddy Roosevelt. I thought it was a very good story and call to go with it.
All righty. It was a very good call. All right. You had the winner, I think, today with French fries, though. But what do you say, Andrew?
I appreciate that. I like Earl Morrill. I'm a big sports history guy. And then the one that I thought was really good, because I didn't think of it, was Lucille Ball's sidekick, Ethel. That's a classic character from a very classic TV show.
Let's go with Earl Morrill. I thought it was a pretty obscure one, but he did. Drew always knows a lot about it. All right, so Earl Morrill today, Drew goes into the hat. Let's have a review of the week.
Yeah, real quick. So Monday, we asked for something or someone associated with the 80s.
Yes.
Robert and Ben Salem give us the answer of Michael Jackson. Tuesday, we asked for that all-time cop policeman. Phil in Delaware, one with Tom Selleck of Blue Bloods, not Magnum P.I., Blue Bloods. Wednesday, we asked for that all-time girl next door, Kathy in South Jersey, one with Evangeline Lilly. Yesterday, we asked for the all-time unwritten rule, Earl of Tacony, one with going the speed limit when you're turning right on red and you're merging into a lane. And then you just heard it now, that all-time sidekick, Drew in Upper Derby with Earl Morrill. And let's see here, if we can put all of these into the hat, get a little drum roll going. Ooh, that's another number three, Kathy in South Jersey. You are this week's winner.
All right, Kathy, and that was for?
That was the girl next door.
Oh, God. Oh, I smell a rat here. Okay. All right. And the word of today is from the great Senator John Kennedy, who said, trust in God, but always tie up your camel. I can't get that out of my head.
No.
I got to get that guy to Politics and Pints. And if it's in the budget, bring a camel.
Yeah, get him to decipher that one.
He's probably trying to sound biblical or something along those lines.
Yeah, so you have won now today a $50 gift card to Gallo's Seafood and Harb's Burger Bar in Northeast Philadelphia. Visit them online at gallosandburgerbar.com. And again, say hello to Jim Harvey. Wonderful place. Roe and I frequent a lot, particularly Roe's tip of the day, the seafood salad. All right, great producing this week. We had three wonderful producers. Dan, a little bit in absentia, but came up with something you'll see next week. The grand plan, if this unfolds, I'm already taken to the mattresses. I have 32 questions lined up for a 10-minute interview. I'm going to have to economize. Man. I'm going to have to cut them down here.
Yeah, you have to.
And I didn't even start my research on this. And it's going to be on Zoom and then transfer to the station. I even have the suit picked out for this and tie, full regalia. I don't care how hot it is.
You're like the kid on night before the field trip laying out their outfit.
I'm going to have the hair slicked into place even. Extra pump in there. Ro, do the back, spray it a little bit. That's how big this one is. It's not Trump. All right. Have a good weekend, everybody. Follow on Twitter at DomShow1210, at DomShow1210. Richie always next for 4 big hours to take you home, and it is remarkable. Are we going to get rid of the labor statistics guy? Yes, that may be happening today. Have a great weekend. This is Dom Giordano with you noon until 3, Monday through Friday, Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.